Good morning, good evening, good whatever the fuck time it is for you. You're listening to Baked Baddies, True Crimes, and High Times. Off with six bizarre, hilarious, and downright outrageous weed arrests, and this I got from herb.co. It's a cold December morning in Florida, and Anthony Gallagher, which I love that last name, for obvious reasons, he had the munchies, and it was hitting him pretty fucking hard. So, like any hungry soul, he ventured out to McDonald's, but instead of cash, he tries to barter with his personal stash for some nuggies. Unsurprisingly, the employee declined his green deal. But Gallagher is not one to give up. He returned shortly and at the time with the added aroma of cannabis wafting from his car. Needless to say, that was a McNogo for the cops, who promptly arrested him with possession and DUI. Lesson learned? Maybe McDonald's will consider a new payment option, bud, for burgers.
That would be sick because I have so much weed.
I would never trade Bud for McDonald's or anything. McDonald's is such trash.
I mean, you got a point there. Like,
and McDonald's, I mean, is like, yeah. And like, I mean, like, if you're stoned, I can get it. Like, you want some nuggies and stuff, but like, I ain't about to trade weed for nuggies.
You got nuggies and chalky milk.
So we're gonna head over now to Circle K, where Danny DeJesus or DeJesus, I don't know which one, attempted a similar transaction. Armed with flowers and a craving for a hot dog, DeJesus thought he could swap greens for grub. But alas, the clerk wasn't feeling the love or the weed. Wrapped the pot in a tissue and placing it in a cup didn't help his case either. Moral of the story, don't trade weed for food, folks. But if you do, aim for something more gourmet than a gas station hot dog.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine getting arrested over McDonald's or a gas station hot dog? You got me fucked up. That is some weird shit, though. In a surprising turn of events, over in Texas, Marshayla Perkins found herself in the spotlight after a routine cannabis possession arrest. Not only did she rock a flattering mugshot, but she also became the internet sensation thanks to her makeup skills. Who knew getting busted could lead to beauty stardom? Talk about a sticky situation turning into a glamorous opportunity. I feel like I'll have to look more into that one to see like what this picture is. But I'm guessing she went viral for looking slay in her marijuana possession photo. And I'm here for it. So I'll definitely find that photo and we'll go ahead and post that on our Tiki Talk. We do have a Tiki Talk now. What is it? Billy, is it at
Bake Baddies
podcast? Yeah. So go follow us over there. Although most of you are probably listening from over there and we're super psyched about it. We hopped on and saw that we have 10 fucking followers, which isn't huge, but to us, it fucking is. We're super psyched about it. We're super happy to have you listening right now.
We didn't even think we were going to have more than, like, 2 followers.
I know. We were like, we might not have anybody listen, but we're just going to do it, like, something to put, like, an outlet or whatever. And hi, TJ. He's so cute. All right, so prepare yourself now for the plot twist straight out of a stoner comedy. And you already know because it's two Florida men. Two Florida men thought that they could smuggle 260 pounds of cannabis disguised as lettuce in a truck carrying, you guessed it, actual lettuce. Their lettuce-laden journey came to a crunching halt when Indiana State Troopers uncovered their leafy secret during a routine inspection. Hey, at least they were trying to keep it green, right?
Right?
That's insane. I've heard of stuff like that, though, like the bus on big semi-trucks like that carrying different things. I've heard of, like, soap bus where they have, like, these boxes, like, packed with soaps and other stuff, and then they have, like, weed inside of that to transport.
Dude, just imagine all the stuff that comes from Mexico and stuff, you know, like the
drug trafficking. I mean, that's
crazy. Sure.
I watch those Border Patrol shows, and some of the things that people come up with just to hide drugs is crazy. Like, what?
I mean, I don't know about sticking nothing up my butt. That's all I'm going to say. I ain't sticking not shit up my butt for nobody. I don't give a fuck what you look like. I don't give a fuck how much money you have. My butt is my butt.
There were some cases where fucking people were putting filling little balloons up with like cocaine or heroin, and then the latex breaks in their stomach, and all of a sudden they just start seizing.
Yeah, you can fucking die from that.
They're overdosing from too much heroin or coke.
Yeah, because it goes straight. Like, it's not like when you just
goes
take
straight
it like
to your bloodstream
straight in, because it pops like in your intestines and shit. Because you shove it up your asshole, that's your fucking intestine, mm-hmm. babe.
But your asshole would be numb for weeks.
Oh my god, I can't Ow. Even. All right, let's move on to this next one here. St. Augustus, Florida, Noah Churko found himself in a sticky situation with the law. Caught with a measly 22 grams of cannabis, he boldly declared his disappointment, claiming he usually indulged in a higher quality herb. Let's talk about standards. Luckily, he made bail and probably upgraded his stash soon after. Can you imagine being in front of a motherfucking judge being like, it was only 22 grams of cannabis, Your Honor? I don't know who the fuck you think you are. And, like, I get it. That isn't a lot of cannabis, but can you imagine in front of a judge? I ain't got that kind of balls.
I don't either, but...
Last but not least, we have a fast food fiasco yet again, straight out of drive-thru dreams. Two Burger King employees in New Hampshire, Garrett, quote, nasty boy, unquote, Norris, and Megan Dearborn, found themselves serving up more than just burgers and fries. When an undercover cop requested extra crispy fries, they delivered, along with a side of cannabis. Needless to say, their fast-tracked jail left them with a lot to chew on. So they were slinging it out the drive-thru?
I guess.
Man, that's a deal. I'm up for it. I want some extra crispy fries. What McDonald's is this? What did it say? Mm-hmm. New Hampshire? Where in New Hampshire? I'm down. And there you have it, you guys. That was our six tales of weed-related wackiness. We're going to head into some pretty insane stories, some heavy stories. Please get ready. One of these is a Florida deputy one. This one's kind of hilarious, but the second one is quite heartbreaking. So we will be transitioning into that now.
Not much.
Okay. This next thing is a case. So this is, I titled it, From Calm to Chaos, Florida Deputy's Premature Unload, which I think is a really, really catchy title, if you ask me. Premature Unload. Get it? Okay. So this one is coming to us from Fort Walton Beach, Florida. This is where Deputy Jesse Hernandez, his routine day takes a dramatic turn, reminding us that there really is a thin line between vigilance and chaos.
I just think he wasn't meant to be a cop in general.
Well, I feel like he's got to have some fucking PTSD from all the shootings, which is, like, valid, but then don't be a fucking cop.
I just don't understand how they thought an acorn...
Well, and I here's the thing, Billy... You don't know this yet, but I have gotten the audio from the body cam, and I have enhanced that said audio, and I have also taken out the only little area where he claims he heard gunshot, and I've also enhanced that, because ain't no fucking way, and then this idiot continues to roll on the ground and say he's hit, ain't no fucking way. You got me fucked up. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So... I'm going to insert those kind of towards the end of this because we're going to analyze them together and talk mad shit about this idiot. Y'all will have to excuse me if you hear me chomping. I can't eat because I have a stomach flu, so I'm stuck on pretzels and crackers, and I'm dying. So,
All right, so this was November 2023. Deputy Hernandez is knee-deep in an investigation of a stolen vehicle. But as the sun sets on the horizon, an unexpected noise rattles his senses, setting off a chain reaction of panic and confusion. What could have been a routine encounter quickly spiraled into a heart-pounding moment of fear when Hernandez mistakenly heard a harmless sound and heard it as suppressed gunfire. Let me reread that because I fucked that whole shit up. What could have been a routine encounter quickly spirals into a heart-pounding moment of fear where Hernandez mistaking a harmless sound for suppressed gunfire. All right, here's where things take an unexpected turn. In the frenzy of apprehension, Hernandez begins firing at his own patrol car with his partner and the ever-loving sergeant, super senses, leaps into action and to shield him from this perceived threat. So, first of all, if you watch this body cam footage, which I will upload to our TikTok in full so that you guys are able to view it. But if you watch it, this motherfucker, this fucking sergeant, okay, this is his actual fucking sergeant, Miss Super Senses here, fucking hears this dude scream, gunfire, or I've been shot, or whatever, and she starts unloading too. Bitch, you didn't even hear that shit. What are you talking about? Gunfire is so loud. I'm not understanding. And the sad part is at the end there, you can kind of like hear this man's girlfriend just screaming as this cop is unloading their clips into this fucking vehicle where he's sitting.
Yeah, but luckily when I was reading up on it, the guy somehow miraculously did not get hit once.
Well, yeah, that's part of the story, Billy. I'm not there yet.
Oh.
Anyway.
Look at me. Spoiler alert.
Oh. Spoiler alert. Hold on to your seats, folks. No, I'm just kidding. That's not it. Okay. All right. So the source of their panic was nothing more than a harmless acorn falling innocently onto the roof of his patrol car. I'm actually going to stop here and we're going to insert the gunshot wound. Or the, not the gunshot, fucking.
The audio?
I'm going to insert the audio.
Just fire! Just fire! Just fire!
You can hear, this is his reaction to hearing the gunshot. I'm going to insert the actual, quote, gunshot, unquote, aka fucking acorn, right here. I'm going to have it play a couple of times. Okay, so what do you think about that quote gunfire unquote, Billy?
I don't know. I think it's a little ridiculous.
And his dramatic reaction to it, I think, is what gets me. Like,
yeah, it's just a little over dramatic. Like,
well, and he was fully searched before they even put him in the fucking car. So,
if he did have PTSD, if he does have PTSD, then you know I get it. I understand, but. You know, come on now. If you just searched him before you put him in the vehicle, why would your brain think to, unload my whole magazine?
All right, and he's like, he could have killed this guy. Yeah. He didn't, but he could have. All right. You can almost hear the collective groan through the station as it dawns on everyone involved. What was meant to be a display of bravery has now become a cautionary tale of overreaction. And also, he's become the laughing fucking stock. He has resigned from his position, obviously. But they're not pressing any fucking charges. He could have killed somebody.
Dude, if I was the fucking guy getting shot at, I'd be like, a lawsuit, here I come.
I would hella lawsuit. I'm sure he's going to do it. I just think the police department isn't giving him any criminal charges. All right, so this is where you cue the introspective moment where Hernandez grapples with the embarrassment of his actions and Sergeant Super Senses quickly finds that his quick thinking hailed as a model of responsible response. I'm sorry, what?
Is that, did he really, is that what he said?
It says, yeah, Hernandez grapples with the embarrassment of his actions while Sergeant Super Senses finds his quick thinking hailed as a model of reasonable response, which Sergeant Super Senses is a female. So this is Hernandez saying that the sergeant's quick response was reasonable, which, like, had there been actual gunfire, for sure. But there wasn't, it didn't even sound like fucking gunfire. Like, you cannot even say.
I'm sorry,
the sergeant just believed him.
I grew up in a household of guns. I know a difference between a shotgun and, like,
an acorn.
So, like, an acorn falling, making a little ting is not what a shotgun sounds like. A shotgun is going to make a big noise. And when
yeah, there's just no fucking way.
Because
he was right by the car. Sorry.
No, you're good. It's just, it fucking doesn't make any sense. It just baffles my brain. I'm already a little slow, and this story's kind of making my brain even work a little bit harder. Because it's like...
Like, I don't fucking get it.
I know I'm not smart, but I think I'm smart enough to know that...
Well, and, like, if you really put it down, yeah. I mean, you don't even have to be smart. I mean, it's a fucking... There's no way he really, truly thought he was in danger. And to say that you were hit by a bullet... What?
A little overdramatic.
A little?
A lot.
A lot. As the dust settles, one thing is queer. Nope, it's not queer. It's clear. Don't be queer in Florida. I've heard that's not a good thing, apparently.
Yep.
No. We don't live in Florida. We live up north where we love the queers. So come on over here, baby. We'll be your family.
Leave my phone alone.
Hi, TJ. Okay. Anyway, the tranquil beaches of Fort Walton Beach will never quite be the same. And who knows? Maybe next corn... I'm sorry. Maybe next time an acorn falls, it'll trigger a full-scale SWAT response. Ah, the joys in living in a world where even the humble acorn can become public enemy number one.
I'm surprised they didn't charge the acorn with assault.
Literally. It could be assault with a... What was it? The last one was a flatulent weapon. This one would be a squirrely weapon. Anyway, this is a real word of caution, though, because sometimes the greatest adversaries are the one hiding in plain sight. The ones behind the badge and the uniforms that are meant to protect us. It unfortunately, as hilarious and stupid as it is, it's only hilarious and stupid because a life wasn't lost. Yeah. And unfortunately, this could have ended much differently. And this is a very, very serious thing. This man is an idiot.
I will throw out there, though, not all cops are bad.
No, not by any means.
A lot of good cops, but I have sad truth, though. Nowadays, I've come across more bad cops than I have seen good cops. So,
well, and I think it's like every group of people, right? Like, there's always good and bad to it. So, cops, there's good and bad. Poor people, good and bad. Rich people, good and bad. You know what I mean? Like, there's a side to each of these groups of people.
There's a yin and yang to everything.
Yeah, and unfortunately, when it comes to jobs like this and being a doctor, the bad ones, you know, having bad ones is a lot more detrimental.
Yeah.
Versus having, like, a poor person who's an asshole, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, well, that's the end of that story. We're going to transition now into something a lot more serious. I've titled it Shattered Innocence. This is going to be the heartbreaking tale of Jason Carroll's and the unthinkable tragedy. So I don't know, Bailey, if you've read this at all, but otherwise I'm going to come at you pretty hard with this. So trigger warning.
I haven't
warning.
Read it yet, so.
All right. again, guys, this one is a little bit heavier. So trigger warning, it does involve children and death. All right, let's go on a journey. A suburban home, a mother's anticipation, but instead of the laughter of her children, she finds a note. Ominous words scrawled by her estranged husband. If I can't have them, neither can you. The gut-wrenching truth revealed. Three innocent souls, Bryant, Cassidy, and Gideon, drowned by their own father. Jason Carrolls, a man once entrusted with the precious lives of his children, now stands convicted and sentenced to life behind bars. But the question lingers, how does one reconcile such brutality? How does a father become a perpetrator of such an unimaginable horror? Jason's descent into darkness didn't end with this tragedy. A frantic case ensued as law enforcement sought to bring him to justice. And as the story unfolded, we learned of a family torn apart by divorce, of a mother's anguish, and of a of children robbed of their future. But amidst the sorrow, there were glimpses of resilience. The community rallied, offering support to Deborah, the grieving mother, left to pick up the pieces of her shattered life. And though the wounds may never fully heal, their courage shines through. In the courtroom, amidst tears and anguish, the family's words echoed. A poignant reminder that love, Jesus fuck, a poignant reminder that, I'm going to start this whole section over. In a courtroom amidst tears and anguish, the family's words echoed, a poignant reminder that the love once bound them together, now overshadowed by an unspeakable tragedy. They called Jason Carroll's a monster, a destroyer of lives, but they also spoke of love, a love that transcends even the darkest of nights. As we reflect on this harrowing tale, let's not forget the countless others who suffer in silence. We need to be vigilant and compassionate, and we need to stand united against the horrors of child abuse. That is just like a very small synopsis of this story, because it's too heavy. I can't and don't feel comfortable covering the entirety of the story. Unless, listeners, you're interested in hearing more of the story. I know that we're kind of covering mostly just some headlines and deets with this. So if you guys do want a little more info, I could definitely dig on it. But Billy, what do you think?
I was going to say, if they want to listen to more or whatever, they could. Like, we could on our TikTok post, you know, the video and where they can find it and they can read up more about it if they want to.
Yeah, I could even do like a quick, like 60-second synopsis with a timeline of events.
Yeah,
for you guys, if that's something you would want. But we don't really want to cover too heavy a stuff on here, because we are just trying to be stoned and happy, which tonight we're not stoned and happy because we got kiddos, so we can't be completely stoned and wrecked out of our minds. But I think we did a pretty good one. What do you think, Bill?
I mean, yeah,
I could have been better.
Yeah, but you know, we're still new at this, so
yeah,
the more we learn, the more we'll do better.
We would really love some suggestions. I think I'm having a hard time. Yeah, I think I'm really having like a really hard time finding cases that are truly like interesting and stuff. So we'd love it if you guys would just write in, even if you send us an article on a story in your area. I can, you know, rewrite it and make it better. I do need to work on my writing. I can see some, like that last one was much shorter than I had anticipated. So it's definitely something we'll work on. Yeah, Billy, you got anything else to say tonight? Well, before I release this episode into the wild.
Not really. Just I hope everyone has a good night and, you know, stay high.
Stay high. All right, baddies. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. Peace.
Oh, he said bye! 'Right, guys, that's all we have for you tonight. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. I tried really hard on the editing. I definitely have a lot to improve on. We are totally aware of it, but we would also really love your feedback. So please shoot us an email or find us on TikTok at Baked Baddies Podcast, and we will see you next episode.